All my hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All my hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. And all of my praises belongs to you. And all of my praises belongs to you. You deserve it. 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 All my hallelujah belongs to you. And Father, so we thank you for this day. All of our praises, all of the glory, all of the honor. It belongs to thee. It is thine, O Lord, because you are deserving of our worship. You are deserving of our praise. You are deserving of our adoration. And so we offer unto you this morning a sacrifice of praise. It's the least that we can do. For God that blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. For God that has blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs and being able to breathe the air that we are breathing on our own. God, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be gratified. I mean, to be given gratitude, because there is no one that's like you, Lord. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. So you're worthy of the honor, God, because you blessed us and protected us from danger seen and unseen, God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored, God, because you blessed us to be able to see this brand new day that you have made, God. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise, God, because you've kept us, God, all day, God. I know yesterday, I mean, we're in a brand new day, God, but God, I'm thankful
thankful, God, because I can declare right now that my God is a keeper, my God is a way maker, that you're going to be with me all day long. So I thank you in advance, God, with confidence in my soul and confidence in my heart. God, I thank you for keeping me all day long as we set this day aside to come together in corporate worship and corporate praise, God. We pray, God, that you would touch us right now. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we pray that you cast it out of us, even in the name of Jesus, that you would make us of our right and make us holy, and that you would make us acceptable in the name of Jesus, that you would cast down strongholds, oh God, uproot the devil on every head, and cast him out of the wills of the people, cast him out of the minds of the people, cast him out of the way of the people, in the name of Jesus, that we may come together for our breakthrough, oh God, that you may even begin the breakthrough right now, God, that souls will be delivered right now, God, as we consecrate ourselves and we find ourselves in prayer this morning, God. Make us right for you, God. Make us meet for service today, that we may enter into your gates with thanksgiving, that we may enter into your courts with praise, that we may have a mindset to be thankful unto you and have a determination to bless your holy name, God. Get us right now, God, that when we come together, oh God, we may be with one accord and with one mind, ready to bless you, ready to come together to magnify you, and ready to glorify your holy and your righteous name. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And so, God, we are determined to give you the glory, all the hallelujah, all the praise. It belongs to thee. Man won't get in your glory, not from me, Lord, today, not from your people, God, today, but God, with a heart filled with gratitude and a heart filled with praise, we will bless you, O Lord, and offer unto you praise that you're so worthy of. For you sit high and you look low. You're a God of mercy and a God of love, a God that keeps on blessing us over and over again. And so we thank you for another chance to give your name the glory, another chance to give your name the honor, and another chance to give your name the praise. Thank you for traveling mercies yesterday as you blessed us to make it up and down the road safely. God, you kept us from danger, seen and unseen, and you allowed us to enter into our homes. Our homes were in the same place that they should have been as we left them in. Oh God, there was nothing damaged in the home. There was nothing missing in the home. God, I thank you because you are a protector. God, I thank you that you are a keeper. God, I thank you that no longer, God, do we have to worry about the cares of this world. But you said and you promised in your word that if we would cast all of our cares upon you, you can handle our cares. You can handle our worries. You can handle our issues. You can handle our problems, God. There's nothing that too hard for you. And so as we release our cares, God, you can release worship in us. As we release our cares to you and our issues to you, oh God, you can release worship and praise and adoration in us, because it will free us from those things that cause us to be hindered. It will free us from those things that will weigh us down. It will free us from those things that beset us and allow us to enter into your gates, God, with a mindset ready to praise you and ready to glorify you on this day. Thank you for freedom, Lord, today. For who the Son has set free, we are free indeed. We're free from our trials. We're free from our issues. We're free from frustration. We're free from being forsaken. We're free from being condemned, because you have set us free. And when we worship you in spirit and in truth, your spirit comes to more and have its way. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. There is freedom. There is healing. There is deliverance, Lord. And I feel your anointing even now, God. I feel your presence even now, God. And so lift us up and take us higher, God. Take us higher than you, that you may get the glory out of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that I'm no longer the same. For I used to be condemned. I used to be forsaken. I used to be in the dark area. But I've been called out of darkness, and I've been brought into your marvelous light. And now I'm no longer condemned. I used to be condemned because of the choices that I made and the life that I was living. But now I have been set free. No longer am I bound by the limitations of the law, but I've been set free, oh God, by the law of the Spirit who's come to set me free and deliver me from my old ways and my old cares and my old thoughts. So thank you, God, for giving me the ability to walk after the Spirit and not walk after the flesh, to choose you instead of choosing the law of the flesh, which only had me bound, which only had me hindered, which only had me limited. limited, but there are no more limitations. There is therefore no condemnation to them that love Jesus and love the Lord. There is no longer anything, God, that can cause a separation between me and thee, God, because those barriers have been broken down. And now I have direct access to you. I'm no longer a condemned prisoner, but now I'm a joint heir. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a chosen generation. Thank you, God, for setting me free. Now, God, I pray that you would bless us this day, that you would order our footsteps throughout this day in the mighty name of Jesus, that as we come together in corporate worship and corporate praise around this nation, God, I pray for the services today. Let them be change-making services in the name of Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders be performed in your temples, in your houses, throughout this land and throughout this world, God. Oh, God, let us enter in with thanksgiving, ready to offer unto you a sacrifice, ready to put some wicks into the fire, God, and raise up the fire, God, so that your spirit may have his way. In the name of Jesus, save today, God. Set captives free, Lord. Deliver from bondage today. Heal and deliver, God, today. In the name of Jesus, anoint the men of God that are preaching the gospel and the women of God that may be preaching the gospel as well. Let them have a word, oh God, that is from you, not from their own selves, and not so that they may get the glory, but that you may get the glory out of them, and that souls may be changed, lives may be empowered, souls may be set free on this day. We don't want to come together for vain glory. We don't want to come together just to see what somebody else has on it, but we've come to magnify and glorify the God of our salvation, who has saved us from sin, who has set us free from captivity, and who has made us somebody special. Thank you, God, for a time to pray. Thank you, God, for all that you're going to do today. Thank you, Lord, for saving, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for victory, Lord, today. And thank you, God, for helping us to press towards our breakthrough. I see it in the air. I can feel it in the atmosphere. God, come the morning, have your way. Rain on us today like never before, Lord, as we come and make your name glorious and create an atmosphere where you can move by your power and that you can move by your might. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, for you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. I pray for those that were blessed yesterday. Giveaway. Thank you for increasing our giveaway. Thank you for allowing us to play bigger roles in serving those that are least among us. Continue to anoint us. Honor our sacrifice. Honor and bless the volunteers that came to invest their time and their talents to help it to be successful. And then, God, bless everything that we put our hands to do to be a blessing to your people, those that you need for us to touch, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we give you the glory, God, as our determination that we will bless your name this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. You deserve our praise, and we're going to give it to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today, our focus today is free from condemnation. And our scripture comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. God bless you. God has set us free. And because he has set us free, he deserves our praise. All of our hallelujahs, all of our glory, all of our praise, all of our honor, it belongs to him because he has set us free. That should make you shout out hallelujah right now, because who the Son has set free, he is free indeed. Go in your freedom, worship in your freedom today, and make God's name glorious this day. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Bye-bye.